going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Repeat what you just said from the beginning.
I love the pick. And it's not the only pick they're going to make. Everybody's freaking out about this guy. Look, he's not Abdul Carter, right? But as a freshman, he led the team in sacks with a team that had Jalen Carter on the squad. And we saw what Jalen Carter did with the Philadelphia Eagles. Size is big, right? And I get it. Everybody has PTSD from previous defensive linemen that's been drafted, whether it's this regime, the previous regime, the regime before that. We all have it. I mean, the draft is the ultimate crapshoot, right? But there was talks about him being a top five pick. And my eyes just tell me, when I watch Georgia play, 13 pops on the screen, 11 pops on the screen. This guy sets an edge, and that's what you need in this wide nine defense. You can't allow teams to get outside, because one thing about football right now in the NFL, look, I subscribe to third down being a money down. You want to get off the football field. But more and more as we move forward, first and second down becomes more and more important, because you want to keep these teams in long down and distances. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll use them, for example. You want to keep them out of third and four, because you know the tush push is coming. You know they can hand it off to Saquon and run it with Jalen Hurts with all these different offenses and the spread concepts. First down and second down, you want to make sure teams don't get a sniff, don't get a yard, don't get 2 yards. So I like this guy. He sheds blocks really well. I was up early today just watching Georgia games, getting my fix on Mykael Williams. I did not watch Shamar Stewart. I'm not going to lie about that. And I know everybody's talking about
production. I watched a lot of him.
Yeah, I wasn't, but okay.
I was kind of indifferent on whether they go with him or whether they go with Williams. I really liked Walker. I thought you could make an argument for Walker.
Walker was solid.
Not that it was like make or break. To me, and you brought it up on the very beginning, it's not about just the singular pick.
No.
They need so much work on that defense. Mm. B, do you know they gave up points on 44% of possessions?
Yeah, I watched that defense every single day, and they gave up yards. What was it, like 4.7 yards a carry, 4.6
yards
a carry?
They gave up over close to 2,200 yards on the ground.
They couldn't stop the run.
25 touchdowns.
They couldn't stop the run, and stopping the run is going to help you stop the pass. So you got to fix this defense. When you think about 2019, what did the Niners do? They stopped the run with four, and they were able to just send four on third down. That's the sweet spot right there. You want to be able on third down to be able to just rush four and drop seven in today's day and age. So I like Mykael Williams. I know I may be in the minority here, but I think the guy's going to be a good player. I really do.
Well, I always like high character, young player who played for 3 straight years on an elite program. Yeah. And when Nick Saban is on my television telling me, yeah, he's a great leader, and we tried to recruit him, and we tried to, like, we could laugh at Nick Saban. We could scoff at him. The guy's forgotten more about college football than anyone out there, and I think he has a pretty good feel on who's going to translate and who's not.
Think about Kirby Smart.
Last year, yeah,
think about Kirby Smart and what he's producing out of Georgia. Guys are coming out there being studs in the league, and the fact that he was a team captain, and I like the fact, look, he had a high ankle sprain. Was it a Jonathan Kuminga ankle sprain? I have no idea. But the fact that he said, look, I probably shouldn't have played on it, but I owed it to my teammates. Mykael Williams could have shut it down and still been a first-round pick.
In the NIL era.
In the NIL era, where everybody's just shut it.
That, though.
Nick Bosa, who we all love, shut it down. Hey, I'm not going to fight back from this core injury.
Mark, Ja'Marr Chase didn't even play the COVID year. Because he was like, I already know I'm a top five pick.
Didn't even play. This guy played. Yeah. This guy played. So I like the fact that he played through it. And we watched Notre Dame game. This guy was everywhere. It wasn't Georgia's defense that cost him the game. It was their offense and Gunnar Stockman
and Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
Well, no, my guy, Riley Leonard. I love Riley Leonard.
Oh, I'd bet you do. He'll go at some point.
You open the door because I'm going to go here. I was so out on him as a thrower, like just in general, like as a passer, as a quarterback. Riley Leonard, I'm telling you though, late in the draft, he's a guy I'd take. I love the dude. I watched the Gruden breakdown. I know everyone rolls their eyes
at Gruden. Gruden grinder. Where's
Langford? It was really good. The kid is a stud basketball player.
Okay, great. Maybe the Warriors could sign him.
Well, they might need him, depending on Jimmy Butler's status tomorrow, Bonte.
I love Riley Leonard.
I tell you who I do like out of Notre Dame.
Who?
Xavier Watts.
Yeah, he's a baller.
This safety, 13 picks in his career, and the Niners, I know we're all focused on defensive line. I think they're going to go after the defensive line.
They have two D-linemen that I would take in the fourth and fifth round, Notre Dame.
I mean, they've got some studs out there, right? And the D-line, I was texting with Baldy, and he was like, yo, this defensive line class is stacked.
That's right.
Because I needed to. I've been doing all your stuff.
Get your Baldy fix.
That's right.
I needed my Baldy fix. But we always talk football. Baldy and I talk all the time. But no, this Xavier Watts guy is safety. From sideline to sideline is a ball hawk, and the Niners need a free safety. That's come on, man.
Well, no, there's no doubt.
A stud, like, and they got this kid from South Carolina too, is pretty good.
Well, I mean, when you get comp to Kyle Hamilton, who is an absolute superstar, like that's always gonna like raise eyebrows.
The comps. We were just talking about the comps. And that's one of the things.
Gente is Emmitt Smith.
That's what they said. I had Bucky. Was it Bucky Brooks saying? He's anywhere from LaDainian Tomlinson to Frank Gore. I cannot think of two different players.
What if he's Glenn Coffey?
Can it just be Josh Jacobs for a sec? Like, just get there, right? Just be Josh Jacobs. If you could try to get to that level, first and foremost, he was a first-team All-Pro player. Bonte Hill's with us in studio, courtesy of River Islands. Was that the position, though, that you were looking for, Bonte? Like, first and foremost,
absolutely.
Like, defensive end. Like, you have got to shore up the... Can you get someone with Nick Bosa, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, Chasky brought up, since acquiring Nick Bosa, the defensive end with the most sacks beside him was who? Leonard Floyd last year?
Yeah,
10. Eight and a half? Nine?
Yeah,
whatever
10.
It was.
If we were just going to go opposite Bosa since he got here.
Insane.
Okay, I consider Armstead both D-tackle and D-end, but he had 10 in 2019. D Ford, only 6.5 that year. But I don't think it speaks to how good he was. The next year, Bosa went down. Kerry Hyder led the team with 8.5 sacks. Year after that, Bosa had a monster year. Arden Key, 6.5 sacks. Opposite him in 2022, Ebukam, 5. Charles Amenihu, 4.5. 2023, Jackson had 3. Armstead had 5. Last year...
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The number one most opposite Bosa, Leonard Floyd with 8.5 sacks. And it was the quietest 8.5 sacks I've ever seen.
It was. It has not been pretty. And they've tried. Randy Gregory and Chase Young trading for those guys. And it just has not worked. And the great thing about Mykal Williams is you notice on his film, he plays a lot. He plays inside a lot. He plays inside to tackles at times. I've seen him line up over guards, line up over tackles.
They run a lot of stunts.
He runs a lot of stunts. But he would take on double teams and just stonewall guys. Yes. Go look at the two Texas games. He was popping against the Longhorns. I'm like, damn, this guy's just standing there, and he's got the long arms, and he doesn't allow guys to block him, so he knows how to shed blocks very well, contains really well. And look, this isn't the only pick. You need a lot more
Correct.
Here. But there's a lot of players on this board. The NFL draft this year is stacked.
Ask him what you asked me.
Well, which one?
I asked you a lot of things.
Did you ask him, should Kawhi Leonard rest for game four?
Oh, well, we'll see. Well, he might need to. That's he can now cut. Because they can win without him at this point.
Shadur question.
Shadur Sanders is falling. Okay. All right? So that is,
no
first
doubt.
Of all, we'll wait till we get to the Niners angle on this. Are you surprised at all that he fell out of the first round?
Not really.
Why?
Not really, because you saw it coming with the articles and everything like that. And you look at the teams that need a quarterback. All right, the Saints, the Raiders. The New York Giants. Now, the New York Giants took Jackson Dart.
Steelers too.
They need a quarterback as well. But they may have a hush-hush, wink-wink with Aaron Rodgers.
A handshake like. Deal or
maybe,
something.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers sounds like he's going to go to Pittsburgh. He can't stay
away. Yeah, they probably did that deal in a cave.
Ayahuasca.
Thank you.
Under 10, yeah, high on peyote. I'm not mad at that. But look, I'm not as surprised. Some of the things that are coming out, like, oh, look at him. I saw a clip from the Greg Hill show on WEEI, and our boy Jermaine Wakers was defending Shador, because Greg Hill was like, look, he's wearing a chain, and da, da, da.
Oh my.
And it was like, Jackson Dart's wearing a chain. Yeah, what are you talking
about? What
about
Joe Burrow?
So, Joe Burrow.
Love Joe, but he's one of the most arrogant players in the league.
Will Howard from Ohio State literally told every team, if you don't draft me, you're going to regret it. And they were like, oh, my God, we love his competitiveness. He's so confident. Shador tells you how confident he is because it's the Rolex, because it's the chains, whatever. Look, they want a lot more film on him. He did win the Johnny Unitas Award for the best quarterback in college football last year. He had a good season. It's not the end of the world if he gets drafted in the second round.
No.
It's not. And there's two teams that could use him in the second round. It's the Raiders. It's the Saints at 40. We'll see about that.
Or the Browns, who have two picks now. And by the way, that trade with Jacksonville – Jags, I don't know what you're doing there. I get it. Travis Hunter's going to be amazing. Giving up three spots just to go up to number two from five and giving up your first round pick next year to do it for Travis Hunter?
Can I push back on that for a second?
You're allowed to.
Hey, look, Cleveland once did a deal with Atlanta for Julio Jones. Atlanta took Julio Jones, and you can't even remember the players Cleveland drafted. Sometimes I think teams over. Now, we'll see about this. Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, we believe, are going to be generational talents, right?
Yeah, but what position is Travis Hunter?
I don't know what he is.
I don't know what he is. He's a stud, right?
That scares me,
but here's what I think, though.
Yeah.
I thought Cleveland would go Abdul Carter to pair him up with Myles Garrett, and you got Denzel Ward at corner, and you look at that division. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and the Baltimore Ravens. Whatever's happening in Pittsburgh. You need pass rushers. You need to get after the quarterback, and you need to shut it down. Mason Graham may be a great player.
They also have no money.
They got no money, too.
That's like a big factor.
The Deshaun
Watson thing.
And they paid Miles.
It destroyed them.
Yes.
But Travis Hunter, too. Jacksonville, as much as they gave up, you pair him with Brian Thomas Jr. Just say if he plays 25 snaps on offense, and you got those boys playing outside. That's a nasty combination at wide receiver, and you get a good corner. Look, I understand what Cleveland's doing. They came up with a great haul. But sometimes the play, we'll see how they draft. You got to make sure you nail these picks before we say Cleveland came up big. Now, Mason Graham may be a good player, but boy, Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are generational talents.
That's fair, all of that, and that all might be true. I don't like giving up a first-round pick next year to go up three spaces.
And
that's
second.
Just a value.
But that's the cost of doing business.
But that's a value thing for me where I think you can
Jacksonville doesn't feel like they're one player away. Although for branding, which I've heard a couple times, they are irrelevant in Florida.
Right.
Forget Jacksonville. They're just irrelevant.
Well, and Trevor Lawrence, his star's fading.
And this is a homegrown player. I understand why they would make a bold move like that.
He's a game changer.
But again, what position?
We'll see.
First time head coach. First time GM.
They'll figure it out, man.
They'll have to figure it out.
I hear you. I think the guy's going to be a stud now. Now, I don't think he's going to play full-time wide receiver.
No.
I think that's going to be impossible. He's dealt with little nicks and bruises. But, boy, the way he high points to football, his athleticism is just – don't overthink it sometimes. So Cleveland's got to nail their picks before we hail them as a winner of this deal.
Let's call what it is. It's Jacksonville and Cleveland. There's a chance that both of this blows up in both of their faces. So let's just call bad organizations and bad ownership. That's what happens.
So ask him the Shadur question.
Well, let's go back to Shadur Sanders now. Who's there? Top of the second round. I don't think a lot of people thought this was going to be the case months ago. Brock Purdy real quick, just tying it back to the 49ers, has not signed a contract yet, did show up to voluntary OTAs. He did do that, so there's something there. There's been reports. John Lynch saying they have good conversations, so we'll see. We'll see. If he's there, though, Bonte, pick 43. Shedeur Sanders is there. Do you consider it at all best player available if you're just going to use that method? What if I told you for the Niners?
No.
Do you consider it at all?
No, you got no. You make it work with Brock Purdy. Make it work with Mac Jones. You got other needs right now. Shedeur, now he's quote unquote a pocket
quarterback. Here we go. Radio Bonte is going to convince himself.
No, I'm not mad at Shedeur Sanders. I think the guy could be a good player if you get the right structure around him.
I agree.
Everybody gets caught up in the noise and the Rolexes and the swagger and the hats and all that stuff. Can a guy spin it? Can a guy spin it? The guy could spin it. Yep. I've seen him spin it. The guy can make throws after throw after throw after throw.
Do you think he's already better than Purdy?
No.
He's never played
a snap in the NFL.
Okay.
You got to be fair to Brock Purdy.
Do you think he could do? All right, I guess here's the equation, because I threw this at him as we were talking.
No, they're not going with Sanders. They have their quarterback. Let's not get ridiculous around here.
What?
They need defensive linemen. They need secondary help.
They
may need another wide receiver, and they do. Quietly,
are you not
believe in Mac Jones?
This is the organization that had Steve Young and Joe Montana in the same thing, though. Like, they did
35 years
don't
ago.
Care.
And Jimmy and Trey.
That was so long ago. And Jimmy was on the way out and whatnot. They brought in Mac Jones. There's a controversy. Oh, we're sleeping
on
this.
I said that to you.
Oh,
he laughed at me.
He had a great rookie year.
I'm just surprised Brock is unsigned at this point. If I would have asked you in January, I think we all, myself included, would have thought that Purdy would already be done. The deal would be done by now. It's draft day. I mean,
have you not watched the way the Niners do business the last
year? Yeah, but they
years?
Told me this year would be different.
Yeah, but it slides. He's all the time.
Well, right? You're not surprised, though?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
At all?
At all.
So how much
at
longer do you think this lingers?
Well, I think it lingers closer to training camp.
Oh, God.
And you know what?
Jesus.
A little birdie I was talking to kind of, I like that birdie shot. Can you do it again? Little birdie, I was talking to.
This is stool pigeon talk here with Bonte Hill.
Little birdie actually convinced me on this one. He goes, Bonte, you think Brock Purdy has leverage? I was like, yeah, he has all the leverage in the world. He goes, Mac Jones is there. You don't think Shanahan would go straight to Mac Jones?
You're using argument I used to you that you yelled at me about against me?
What are you talking about?
Because I've said all along, I don't think there's a team out there that would trade multiple picks and pay him $50 million that he's looking for guaranteed per season. Like, there's not a lot of teams that are out there to do that. I don't think his leverage is as steep as he thinks it is.
I was under the impression, don't let Brock Purdy step on the football field without a new deal. Don't let him step on the football field without
agent.
A new deal. If you're his agent.
Yeah, I get that.
I think that's smart business.
I get that.
But Purdy's like, Mac Jones is here for a reason. And they did like him during the Trey Lance draft. They did like him. We had multiple shows about that. And I don't think Mac Jones is as bad as what people says. When you got Joe Judge and Matt Patricia calling plays for you, and diagramming plays, that is career suicide. You go back and look at those last games in Jacksonville, he didn't play that bad. He did not play that bad. I know you're scoffing, Spadoni.
No, you know where I stand.
Yeah.
It's not, is the player better? It's, is the player making $55 million better than the player? Is he $50 million better than the guy making $5 million a year?
And Shanahan gets the most out of these quarterbacks. You don't think Shanahan, by the way, he walked into that podium yesterday.
Yeah.
He had the suit on.
Oh, he looks great.
He was dripping. Yeah. It was that drip.
So he had you in the palm of his hand.
No, I was just chilling. I was just watching.
NBC, Shanahan, I've always believed in you. Shanahan! Did you say that when he walked in?
I had my legs crossed. I was just chilling. Listening. Observing.
Basic Instinct?
Sharon Stone.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Sharon Stone.
Look at you.
That's a great movie. Basic Instinct. That's 90s, baby.
Hey, Carter, if I say Basic Instinct, do you even know what that means?
Yeah, I got an idea.
Yeah, I just said the name. Yeah, Basic Instinct. Michael Douglas, right? There you go. I should probably not Google that.
One of the most famous scenes in VHS
Bonte Hill in studio with us right now. Cruz here.
They don't know anything.
They don't know anything. These young guys.
We know about it.
You're down on Mac Jones, huh?
Well, I was actually one of the few ones. I was told my Niners buddies when this happened. I was like, I actually don't hate if they drafted Mac Jones. I don't hate that move for them if they did it.
I didn't like trading three picks for him.
I understand that, but there's no guarantee that he would have been there. I hear you that he did. It ended up working that way, but I don't know if you're the 49ers. Remember, the Niners drafted or traded all those picks to move up in the draft. They didn't even know who they were taking.
That's the most insane part of that
whole
thing.
And then they ended up taking Trey Lance. Turns out maybe that entire draft class just stinks with all the quarterbacks. There's a good chance that's the case.
Oh,
but I didn't want to play the sound. And I usually don't like playing sound. There's three of us right here. But this, I thought this was really good sound yesterday. Joel Klatt, who I thought did a great job with Daniel Jeremiah in the NFL Network coverage, along with Charles Davis and Rich Eisen, he talked about what he dislikes when it comes to the NFL draft and the narratives around some players. Just take a listen to this. And it's pertained to one Shedeur Sanders and him falling yesterday. And this is before the draft even started. Joel Klatt, NFL Network.
Yeah, I mean, he won't shy away from the spotlight, you know, and you can take that one of two ways. You can take that as a negative. You can take it as a positive. Shedeur represents everything that I dislike about the NFL draft. And it's only one thing, and it's narratives. And it's narratives built up that are lazy and, quite frankly, trash. When you come out as an anonymous source about some meeting that you had and you don't think that some kid measured up to what you wanted him to be when he walked in your room, I think that that's trash. Shedeur Sanders is going to be a good quarterback in the National Football League. And I think that he's going to go and make some head coach and some fan base very happy because he's already done that in his career and what I think is a very difficult spotlight for his dad at the University of Colorado in a program that was nothing before he got there for two decades. So those are the things that I'm looking at is the things that you can't measure. And everyone wants to have an opinion about this guy. And listen, I get it, right? Yeah, he holds the ball too long and he drifts and all of those things. But I tell you what, this narrative that built up about Shedeur over this process, that's what I dislike about this draft.
That was Joel Klatt yesterday. It should be known, graduate of Colorado, played there.
Joel Klatt, I listened to him with Colin Cowherd years ago. He goes, no one's going to make this come. This is for Joe Burrow when he was coming out. He reminds me the closest of Joe Montana. And I had never heard any player in a draft comped to Joe Montana in terms of play style. And I'm not saying he's Joe, but
he reminds you of
Joel Klatt. He might not be wrong.
Listen, Joe Klatt, I subscribe to.
Yeah. I like him.
He keeps it the buck.
And he,
he knows his stuff.
He
knows the game. He's deep into it.
I do love him.
I love him on the podcast. I love him on the podcast. I love him on this podcast. Whenever I do see the clips, that's the only time I'll listen to Calvert is because Joel Klatt. I want to hear what Joel Klatt has to say. He knows what he's talking about. So we'll see with Shedeur. We'll see what's happening there. By the way, Mac Jones, I can't get it out of my head. The first ever throw I see to make in Alabama was a bomb, I think, to Jerry Judy.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A Ruggs and Judy.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Michigan. Yeah. And I was like, I rewind. I was like, who the hell is that?
It was a dime.
He's the bitch.
I know.
Remember that?
I do.
He threw a spiral.
It was Jalen Hurts, Tua, and then Mac Jones all in a row. And I was like, this isn't even fair.
No, he threw like a bomb on the first play of the game. And I was like, okay, who's this guy?
Did they have Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs too?
Yes,
they did.
Oh my God. Insane. By the way, Najee Harris now teammates with Omari Hampton, who was drafted in the first round yesterday to the Chargers.
And about 10,000 offensive linemen who are all scattered throughout the league. One of them being the center. Is it Dickerson? Who's the guy for the Eagles?
Landon Dickerson?
Yeah, he was a Bama guy as well.
Yep.
Dude, that team was loaded.
Alex Leatherwood, the one that stunk out of the bunch that the Raiders
were drafted. The Niners did that too, though. When they drafted Mike Rumpf, out of all those last hurricanes,
well, they took Philip Buchanan.
They got Philip Buchanan. Buchanan was actually good for a couple years. Mike Rumpf was never good.
Roast Rumpf was one of my favorites. He was the worst. And then they're like, he's like Delta O'Neal. I'm like, no, he's not. He's nowhere like Delta O'Neal.
Cal Berkeley.
That they thought he was the next Delta O'Neal. I was like, no, he was not.
Out of all those hurricanes, like he ended up with Mike Rumpf. Like, what's going on here?
Oh my God!
I love the NFL draft.
Who are they talking today? I know this is the one where you make your bread, though. If you're Shanahan, if you're Lynch, it's like the first round. Obviously, they've whiffed a lot in the first round, but you've seen in the past third, fourth, fifth. But again, we got second and third today. Who are we looking at today? Boys, when it comes to drafting, is it more defensive line? Is it defensive tackle? You mentioned secondary still potentially being a need. I don't see anywhere. Again, you guys might think differently with the quarterback. That's fine. Outside of that, maybe you can go anywhere, and I'd be happy with it, quite frankly, when it comes to this team. Skill position, maybe a little too rich for you at this point. Second round, Joe?
Skill position, no. I think you have to double down. Either it's got to be another edge, which I know that sounds absurd, but you can never have enough of them. Outside linebacker, meaning off ball to fulfill the Dre Greenlaw miss, unless they think D Winners can be that guy. I don't know. D tackle or guard, center, or tackle on the offensive line. To me, I think they have got to have four of the next six or three of the next five picks have got to be dedicated to defense.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And they've got a lot of holes. And look, everybody's freaked out this offseason saying, oh my God, the Niners. There's like one player I'm losing sleep over. It's Drake
Greenlaw.
Yeah. Everything else, fine, move on. Even Hufanga, and he was a nice guy, and I love Hufanga.
I root for him.
But you know what? He missed a lot of tackles, took a lot of bad angles, was slow to recover from the ACL injury. I think he'll have a better year in Denver, and he's got better personnel around him. But defensive line, D tackles, there's a lot of D tackles here that he could go with. Now, you got to hit on the right ones in this wide nine. You got to make sure, and getting some interior pressure, I think, is just as important as edge pressure. Getting interior pressure, getting in the face of these quarterbacks. Chris Jones, Jalen Carter, just to name a few. Those two guys were in the Super Bowl. So give me some D tackles, give me some edge, and then give me some safeties.
Absolutely.
I need a free safety.
And to your point, the defensive tackle, can we stop the run? Good God, they were getting gashed left and right. And I know Eric Armstead announced the second pick yesterday. That was a guy, albeit not getting the sack total. When they did have him, he did hang his hat on run stuffing and being a good run defender. And that's something that obviously their first round pick yesterday, Mykal Williams, is known to do, is stopping the run. We'll put a bow in this conversation on the other side when it comes to the draft. We got to get to the Warriors. Game 3 tomorrow. And we got an update on one Jimmy Butler, or should we call him Jimmy Butt Hurt? Because he's got a deep glute contusion.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.